Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
9:42, that would be 18 before 10. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Ken Pasterick, Public Affairs Director for the State Fire Marshal. How you doing, Ken?
Great, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm all right, sir. Cold weather's here. I had a fire going in a fireplace last night. The company wanted to add another log, and it's like, no, we're good. We got 2.5 in there. We're fine. We're not trying to do a bonfire in a levee here to light the way for Papa Noel, right? Talk about basic fireplace safety, and then we'll move on to other areas, please.
Well, we want to make sure you got a screen over your fireplace to keep the embers from popping out into the living room or wherever you may be. It could cause a fire, and you want to make sure that when you go to bed that the fire is extinguished, because you don't want to leave an active fire while you're sleeping. That can be dangerous. And then one of the most one of the big messages we pushed this year is that you got to make sure that those smoke alarms work. And if you don't have one, our Operation Save a Life program is wonderful. Just call your local fire department. They'll come out and install it for you for free. It's a free smoke alarm. It's a great program. Our fire marshal, Brian Adams, pushes this thing. And we just sent out a bunch of smoke alarms around the state to fire departments everywhere. So just call your local fire department. Ask them if they don't participate. Call the fire marshal's office, and we were happy to get somebody out there to install one for you.
Let's talk about space heaters.
Space heaters, the thing you got to worry about with space heaters, you want to keep them 3 feet away from anything combustible. That'd be a blanket or maybe curtains, what have you. And you don't want to plug them into a power strip or a extension cord. You want to plug them directly into the outlet. It's safer that way.
Can space heaters be used safely?
They can be used safely. You just have to respect them and then do what the directions tell you to do, how to do it. And you got these laboratories like Underwriters Laboratories that look at these things, and they examine them and make sure they're going to operate properly. So they've got a seal of approval. You have to just respect them and keep them away from flammable items. You don't want to catch your house on fire. I mean, it goes to 3 feet away from combustible items. Again, that's blanket, clothing, curtains, anything else that can be combustible. And you don't want to do a daisy chain, which is an extension cord, power strip. You don't want to use those because that can cause problems.
Let's talk about Christmas trees. I know some people like to decorate the tree for Mardi Gras if it's not an artificial tree. If y'all have ever seen a Christmas tree, a dried out Christmas tree burn, I did it 1 year for the Super Bowl a long, long, long time ago. Tampa Bay was playing. I forgot exactly what happened. And I set the tree on fire in the backyard, and it was raining. And it amazed me how quickly this thing went out and how flammable it was. So I've never had a real tree in a house since. Not that you can't do that safely, but just talk about the safety elements when it comes to having a real tree that's in your house that might be dried out by now?
Well, that's something you got to be concerned with. That's combustible. I mean, a dry tree is a tinder that will tinder box that will go up instantly. If you've ever seen video of it, I've never seen it in person, but I've seen video, and it's amazing how quickly they do go up. So you got to be careful with them and make sure you got good lights on them, and you keep anything flammable away from them, candles, space heaters, things like that.
You really don't want that in your house after New Year's, though, do you, if it's a real tree?
I would advise against it. I mean,
I'm not trying to make an artistic judgment here. I'm talking about safety.
Well, I mean, exactly. I mean, an artificial tree is just as good. If you want to make a Mardi Gras tree, an artificial tree is obviously going to be a lot safer than using a dry tree that you bought at the hardware store that's been in your living room for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about, if we can, using people that use their either stove, the burners on the stove, or the oven heat the house if the heater is not working properly.
Not a good idea. That's not what a stove's intended for. And we'll talk about the carbon monoxide detectors, which you should have in your house if you have a gas stove or gas appliances. You want to have a carbon monoxide detector to make sure that it's combusting correctly and not putting off carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide is a deadly odorless gas, and you're overcome by it before you even realize what's happening. So, but no, do not use an oven or a stove to heat your house. That's not what it's meant for, and it's very dangerous.
And we got to talk about fireworks, too, because I know a house in Belchase years ago that caught on fire on a rainy New Year's Eve. I didn't think it'd be possible. I thought this was the kind of thing that happened in the desert where everything was tinder dry, but it actually, firework went the wrong place, caught the house on fire. Talk about firework safety, not just for you, but for your neighbors if you happen to be shooting them off and where it is legal. If it's not legal, you shouldn't be doing it in the first place. But if you are doing it in a place that's legal, safety?
That's correct. We got 600 firework outlets around the state that are selling fireworks. So they're everywhere. I mean, you can find fireworks wherever you go. And you got to do those safely. You need to make sure that it's legal, as you say, Tommy. But one thing, you want to make sure you're at least 200 feet away from buildings, vehicles, and flammable debris so you don't catch something on fire. You don't let children handle fireworks. You can use other safe alternatives like glow sticks. Now, here's one thing that people look at. I know when I was a kid, it was like, oh, give the kids a sparkler because it's safe. Well, here's a problem with that. A sparkler burns at close to 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. That's enough to melt some metals. You touch that somebody's arm, it's second and third degree to burns, and you're going to go to the hospital. It's going to ruin the night. So you got to be very careful with those. You don't want folks horse playing with the fireworks. That can be very, very dangerous. You want to supervise children if they are doing fireworks. You got to make sure you're operating these things properly is what the manufacturer says you're supposed to do. The fireworks you buy, these fireworks stands, you can make sure they're permitted by us. You can ask them if you need to. Show me your permit. If they're permitted, they're selling fireworks that are legal here in Louisiana. Just make sure that you operate them properly, and you avoid using fireworks if you're impaired by alcohol or drugs. That's a big no-no. And one other thing is you want to light one firework at a time, monitor it with a hose or a bucket of water nearby, and when you go to pick up the trash on the ground, have that bucket of water, douse the debris in that water to make sure that those spent fireworks are completely out. If you put them in a garbage can, and we've seen this happen before, and they're dry, and they kindle, and they start a fire. Now, here's the problem. If it's in a garbage can, okay, that's fine if it's away from the house. Most people, like myself, we put the garbage can next to the house. So if you put it next to the house, and you got ember in there, and it catches fire, guess what? You got a fire on your house, and you got a serious problem. So you got to make sure you watch it very carefully.
It might be directly under the soffit. Before you know it, you got the whole damn house on fire. Just be careful.
Yeah,
use common
before.
Sense.
It's happened, Tommy. Look, fireworks are a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. They're pretty. We love them in South Louisiana. We just want to make sure you use them properly. We don't want anybody going to the hospital. We don't want anybody losing their house or even be a fatality. We had 11 fatalities nationwide in 2024 because of fireworks.
Wow.
They're dangerous, but you got to respect them. That's the bottom line. Respect them. And the parents need to be there to watch over the kids as they're doing fireworks.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it. We'll take a quick break, come back, talk to John Sillars with Second Harvest Food Bank here on WWL.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.